Campidonia, San Diego.
USA Radio News.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
All right, well, thanks. Appreciate that. Back once again with more Bucket Strategy Investing. We're giving you the money information you need to help you get through retirement. And today especially, this is strategy today. I'm Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum back here with me, standing by, ready to take your phone calls and your emails. Coming up this hour, I said strategy and I meant it. We're going to talk about we're going to begin with the basics of the bucket strategy. You've heard of this, right? The bucket strategy? Didn't we talk about it? Isn't the show called, the title of the show, Bucket Strategy Investing? Doesn't that say a whole lot about it? I think so. So, how does the bucket strategy work at its most basic level? We're going to talk about that, but we're also going to break down the buckets. And by the way, we're going to answer a few questions that we had on it, having to do with spending safe money first, using it to allocate across major asset classes, that kind of thing. So we're going to break down the bucket, tell you what you need to know, coming up here in just a couple of moments. Our number here in studio, 877-PLANNER. Show's just getting started, so at the moment we do have, looks like every line is open for you. You can also send us your emails at wealthed.com. You just click on the Find Your Answer link. You'll see that there near the top of the page. Get in touch with us that way. Professor Rick Plum joins me this hour, courtesy of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group, who remind you that your retirement needs are vastly different from anyone else's. Since no two situations are alike, it is important that you have a retirement plan that focuses specifically on your goals as an individual. And with Lucia Capital Group, you have access to an entire network of brain trust advisors, and they're ready to help you out. This is not something you should try on your own, folks. I'm serious about that. Get help from the people who know how to help you out. You can call them directly off the air at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. Get in touch with any of the brain trust advisors there at Lucia Capital Group. Get some help. Once again, if you have questions on anything that we talk about in this program, you can also talk to them at that off-air number. 800-644-1150. On the air, very important, 877-PLANNER, whatever questions you have, it has to do with buckets or strategy or anything like that. We will answer those questions here on the program for you. 877-752-6637. So when we talk buckets, Professor Plum, I still, on occasion, get people asking me when I say, buckets, what are you talking about? Buckets, what does that mean? And a lot of it has to do with sort of what we got into a little bit last week, which was making sure that your assets match your liabilities. What do we mean when we say that?
Well, when you're trying to create a distribution from a portfolio, you're trying to avoid something we talked about last week, you know, the negative sequence of returns. We're trying to avoid selling into a down market, selling assets when they were lower in value than when they started. And to do that, you have to then look at liabilities. What is a liability? It's my need to spend money from my portfolio. When we're talking about the portfolio, the liability to the portfolio is the portfolio making a distribution. That's a liability to the portfolio. And so what we're trying to avoid is having that liability correspond with a downtime in the market where the only thing we have are assets that are down in value. So when John talks about matching assets to liabilities, we have to identify the liabilities. How much do you need to withdraw from your portfolio this year, next year, projected into the future, 15 years from now, 20 years from now, and then match the assets to support that distribution with the time horizon for that distribution. A distribution that's happening this year should be nowhere near the stock market. There's a huge variability in pricing in the stock market. And while an increasing stock market is fine to take money out of, a decreasing stock market is the worst thing you can do to your portfolio.
We saw that last week when we were talking about sequence of returns, Professor Plum.
Very much so.
I think in this very segment we were saying how when people take out the two identical portfolios, one was out of money after 20 years, while the other one just happened to do it at the right time, taking money out of an ascending portfolio, had like $600,000 in it.
And if you could assure yourself of the idea that the portfolio that you were withdrawing money from would always be higher by at least as much as what you're taking out of the portfolio, then fine, you can take it out of that portfolio. But we can't do that. There is no investment that guarantees a rate of return equal to or greater than our distribution. Now, there are products that guarantee distributions. They don't guarantee rates of return of 4 and 5 and 6%. And that's where we get into a problem with assets declining in value. And we just don't want to do that. So we want to identify the assets and the liabilities. Assets that we're going to support the initial liability, the early liabilities, the key characteristic is it can't have a lot of volatility, if any. But unfortunately, when you put certain constraints on certain assets, like low volatility, high liquidity, that also defines the fact that you're not going to make very much money in today's world on that particular type of asset. So you don't want to overload in those kinds of areas unless you just have way more money than you'll ever need. We have met people that have, you know, millions of dollars in their portfolios and they need $10,000 a year or so. Okay, they can afford to put it all in the bank, in their mattress, whatever the case may be, because they don't need to get a very good rate of return. And they're risk averse in the first place, so they can be as conservative as they want. On the other side, that same person could be as aggressive as they want too, because they don't need to take money out of their portfolio. They can just take and put, you know, $100,000 of their $1 million off to the side. That kind of sounds like a bucket number one to me. And take $10,000 a year out of it for the next 10 years.
And what's the reason for doing that? There are two reasons for doing that.
Well, the first reason is you never want to have to sell something when it's down in value. Now, we can't guarantee what's going to happen in the future. We can look at the markets as a whole, and over time, they tend to be higher the longer you, down the line. There's a much more consistent, better than inflation rate of return the longer you hold the assets. And I'm not talking about an individual stock. Those can actually go out of value. The markets don't, so far in history, have never gone out of value. And so far in history, have always recovered, even when we thought they weren't going to recover, or when some people thought they weren't going to recover. I always figure that if the markets don't recover, we've got a whole lot worse situation off than what's going to happen with our money we're spending 20 years from now. We've got problems today.
It's hard for me to imagine it because
means no U.S.
Exactly. There will always be people who are looking to take advantage of low prices. I mean, there are always going to be people out there who want to make money.
Right. The only way the market can go to zero is if all the stocks in the Fortune 500 are worth nothing. And if that happens, it's gone.
Exactly. It means, the Russians bombed or somebody, I mean, we had, we were all cowered under our desks.
So they will recover. It's just a matter of how long. So how long does it take for an average recovery? Well, do we want to deal with average? Because maybe this next recovery, this next downturn in recovery takes longer. And so if you set aside, in 2008, the market went down to 2009, but then by 2012, 13, it was back to where we were before, maybe 2014, so I just need 6 years worth of money in the sidelines. Well, maybe that's not going to work because not every recovery is as quick as the 2008 recovery. What about the 2000 downturn? Just as we were basically clawing our way out of that hole, we hit another one. And then the 2007, 2008. So that one was a much longer recovery overall to get a reasonable, better than 0% rate of return.
So you got to have your money. You have to have something to live on that's not going to go down in value, that you take out, and that I would assume you eventually perhaps spend down to zero because you're spending principal and whatever little tiny interest there is.
But that's a key too. People are so afraid about spending principal.
It ruins.
They don't look at the entire
exactly.
portfolio. They look at spending any amount of principal. But the idea is if you can carve off a piece of it, over on one side and spend principal and interest on only a piece of it, leaving the other portion of the portfolio, as long as it's a large enough portion of the portfolio, to go through the ups and downs of the market, but over time have a potentially better rate of return than the drawdown you're taking on the portfolio in the beginning, you'll be fine, because as a portfolio as a whole, it shouldn't be going down. Now, does it mean it's never going to go down in value compared to the starting value? No, that's not a true statement either, because we saw that happen in 2000. We saw it happen in 2008, where, just for ease of math, somebody started with $1 million. Their growth portfolio went down by 30%, but their overall portfolio, even with distributions, may have only gone down 8 or 9%, because they maybe only had a third of their money in the growth portfolio. So a third of the money going down 30% meant the overall portfolio, everything else being even, only went down 10. But some of it may have actually gone up, especially if you're using different types of assets, assets that have a negative correlation, assets that work differently than the rest of the portfolio, assets that create income but may be illiquid. So having all these different types of assets and identifying where they are, how they should be treated, how they should be managed, and what you should expect on a rational basis, not an irrational basis, helps you plan for that retirement. So buckets of money, buckets strategy investing is all about identifying your needs and setting the right assets to support those needs. Long-term liabilities, okay, they can have long-term assets. Long-term assets, they're volatile, and their goal is to do a better than inflation-type rate of return. Short-term assets, not a lot of rate of return, but no, if any, or very low, if any, risk.
Yep, and high liquidity, which of course means, yeah, no return, or very little return, but you don't care. You just don't want to lose money. All right, 877-PLANNER. We've got more to talk about when we come back. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, Bucket Strategy Investing continues. Don't go away.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes and retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment, and I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. Recently, we talked to people at a Lucia Capital Group Retirement Strategies Workshop about concerns they have related to retirement.
I am concerned about another market crash.
I think inflation is always a concern.
How to make our money last.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
Retirement in today's economy is one of America's greatest challenges, especially if you have to make decisions on your own, and you may live 30 years or more in retirement. If you're worried about outliving your money, inflation, and stock market volatility, discuss retirement strategies designed for these uncertain times. Get a written plan customized by an experienced retirement planning strategist. You can schedule a consultation with an advisor now by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Keep yourself and your wallet healthy with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. In addition to Plenty points, earn Wellness Plus points every time you shop. $1 spent on everyday items gets you 1 point, and get up to 25 points on every prescription you fill. When you've reached 1,000 Wellness Plus points, you'll get 20% off our regular prices for a year. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through October 1st, earn 1,000 Plenty points when you spend $30 on select P&G products. See RiteAid.com and circular for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
a shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen, in-store only.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Bucket Strategy Investing. Hey, it's you know what? I was going to say, tis the season. It's almost here.
Season four.
For alternative investment workshops. The fall season is just about here. And we want to remind folks that you can join the Brain Trust, meet them in person at any one of the alternative investments workshops presented by Lucia Capital Group. Now, they're getting started here in a few weeks and going through November. The first one is Saturday morning, September 17th in San Diego, California, at the Hotel Carlin right there. You can get all the information at the at our website, wealthed.com. October 1st, Las Vegas, Nevada, and then October 8th, Phoenix, Arizona. So those will be the next three. Seattle will happen in November. If you want to get some more information on this stuff and where and want to know where the Brain Trust is going to be after that, you go to our website, sign up there, wealthed.com, W-E-A-L-T-H, wealthed.com. Professor, you'll be talking a lot about alternative investments, just meaning what very quickly?
Well, investments that act differently than the stock market as a whole and how to use those to potentially enhance your overall, you know, risk-return profile of your portfolio to reduce the overall volatility. Not necessarily the overall volatility within specific securities, but in the portfolio as a whole. And that's what we're trying to achieve, is some type of stable income, a little less volatile, risk-managed returns to be able to meet your goals.
Yeah, that's the whole point. And sort of like what we're talking about here with buckets, too. It's an idea to help you meet your goals. And you could also meet the Brain Trust, too, as I said, in person. Once again, Saturday the 17th in San Diego, California. October 1st, Las Vegas, and Phoenix, Arizona, October 8th. Seattle will happen in November. Go to wealthed.com, or you can call us here, 877-PLANNER. All right, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, if you've got any money questions on anything at all, you can give us a call, 877-752-6637. We're talking about... last week, as I said, taking money out of a portfolio that is declining, Professor Plum. When we're talking about setting up a bucket strategy, we had used a portfolio that had $100,000 last week.
And
To start with. And it made it simple. It made it the math and, somewhat easy.
And the individual was taking a 5% of initial value withdrawal.
Exactly. Now, when they took money out, as we had said, of the declining portfolio, they were out of money by... like 20 years into their retirement. And it's because of the early years that the couple of early bad years, not too bad, but just down years, that sort of ruined them. They couldn't get back. On the other hand, somebody who had waited and retired at a much better time just by chance.
Yeah, it wasn't that they planned it to be.
No, it just happened that they were a lot of good years. They wound up with like something like their $100,000 was now $600,000. And that was after taking out $5,000 a year over those 30 years or whatever. That was after 20 years. But anyway, okay. So the point was this. To be able, if the person who was out of money, Professor Plum, had carved off a little section of that $100,000, put it off to the side in safety.
True. They would have been a lot better off. I mean, looking at the numbers, I went back and played with the numbers that they gave us, just the numbers they did. And if they'd pulled off enough money that they could meet their needs for the first 10 years out of a safer type of an account, maybe even a cash account at that point. They obviously would have had less invested in the market because they pared back and they put a big chunk of money off to the side. But if they had done that, then they would have ended up, they wouldn't have ended up with $600,000 after 20 years, but they would have ended up with more than they started with based on the numbers that the study that they showed us last week had, mm-hmm. had been dealing with. And so, you know, part of the goal isn't necessarily, when I've spoken with a lot of retirees, once they get into retirement, the goal isn't to become uber rich. The goal is to not become poor. And so ending up with more than you started with is a pleasant outcome compared to running out of money. And so that is one of the goals. Now, if the market just goes up and up and up and up and up and up, like we saw from basically 1979 through 1999, you might miss out on some net worth by using a more stable type of income strategy, a more buckets strategy. But for most people, that isn't the issue. Wringing every last potential piece of return out of the portfolio at the detriment of running out of money, the people that I've talked to, by and large, say, no, I just don't want to run out of money. And so that's where a bucket strategy comes into play. And it can help the longevity of a portfolio.
Yes, it can, and we've shown you how. All right, we got some folks on hold. We got a few buckets questions too, and I want to get to those first. So if you're on hold, hang on. We will get to everybody, I promise. We still have two lines open at 877-PLANNER. Let's move along next to James in Atlanta. Hello, James.
Yes, sir. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm 68, and I have an account with the Vanguard 2020 Retirement Fund. And I'll be, the mandatory RMDs coming up in 2 years from now. And you were talking about having to withdraw money from a portfolio when the stock market is going down in value.
Right.
And all of my money is in the 2020 target date fund. I got about 630Ks. And I was wondering, isn't that fund has several buckets within that one particular fund?
Actually, no. It's designed as one account. It's managed as one account. It's a balanced portfolio. And so it has stocks and bonds. You're probably close to a 50-50 mix in stocks and bonds. I don't know for a fact on that one. But it's maybe 60% bonds, 40% stocks, 50-50, somewhere in there. And so the idea is that they're trying to reduce some of the volatility. So if somebody needs to start spending some money in 3 years, that's the goal. But even at 2020, that portfolio will not be 100% out of the stock market. There will be some stocks in it. And so, you have the advantage. Do you need to take any money out other than required minimum distributions?
No, I don't. Just the required minimum distribution. Really, I don't need that, but I'm required to do it. So.
Right. Yeah. So you have an advantage over somebody who needs to spend the money. You can do anything you want because you don't need this money, and there's no requirement that your required minimum distribution be taken in cash. There's no requirement that you sell the securities in your IRA to create the required minimum distribution. So if the market's down when you decide in the year or the time that you decide to take your required minimum distribution, you just distribute shares of the fund from the IRA to your personal name. You didn't have to sell it when it was down. So you don't have the same constraints as somebody who says, I've got $630,000 and I really do need, maybe $1,000, $2,000 a month from this portfolio, and I need that money to spend. Now, target date funds are fine funds for asset allocation if you want a one-stop shop, but they are not the best use of money for distribution times. They don't work in those areas because they still have volatility. And they are not managed as a bucket one fixed income and a bucket three stocks. They're managed together as more of a bucket two, which is a balanced portfolio. How balanced? Go ahead.
What would be the other bucket to go with a fund like that?
Well, it depends on what you're trying to accomplish with this money. You can do anything you want. You're fine the way you are right now. Because you don't need the money.
Yeah, hey, James, you know what? I have to take a break. Hold on. I don't want you to go away. We're going to come back and talk to you more about this. So please stick around for just a couple of moments. going to take a quick break and come right back to you and explain a little bit more about this. He's asking some very good questions, and I'm sure he's not the only one that needs the answers to those. So don't go away, James. All right, stick around for more. We will talk to you more on the other side. 877-PLANNER, our number. PLANNER, get on board. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, Bucket Strategy Investing.
How has retirement planning changed for a nation of baby boomers? We are a generation that needs to rely on ourselves and take control of our retirement plans. The Employee Benefit Research Institute calculates 28% of all retirees had traditional pensions in 1979. 30 years later, that number dropped to 3%. Just 3% of retirees could rely on pension plans for retirement income. At Lucia Capital Group, we customize retirement strategies for baby boomers, aware of the unique challenges of this generation. You may live 30 years or more in retirement. A Lucia Capital Group bucket strategy is designed to meet the needs boomers have today and the many years you may live in retirement. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click free portfolio review at wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. This is a special invitation for business owners or human resources managers representing companies of 50 or more employees. The retirement planning strategists at Lucia Capital Group will travel to your city and present a customized private retirement planning seminar for your employees. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes have spoken to thousands of individuals about planning for retirement and addressed their concerns about outliving their money, stock market volatility, managing taxes, company-sponsored retirement benefit plans, and more. Now they're available to speak to your organization. This is a convenient way for your employees to get their retirement questions answered and learn how a plan can be designed to integrate all of their retirement resources. Call Lucia Capital Group to schedule a private retirement planning meeting. Call 800-644-1150. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call
800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Taking your phone calls, Johnny Dean and Professor Rick Plum back with me once again. 877-PLANNER, our number, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. We got a lot of questions to get to. We had quite a few emails coming in, and several of them had to do with Social Security. And I want to remind you, too, that there's a whole separate Social Security show featuring me and Professor Rick Plum. It's on live every single week. You can catch us Tuesday afternoons if you want to watch live, only at WealthEd.com, 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern Time. It's the Social Security Show. We do answer your email questions. We also answer your phone calls on that program. You can call any time of the day or night at 800-838-0483. And if you missed that number, it's there at WealthEd.com. You can call, leave your question on the voicemail. Or you know something? Hey, even while we're on live on the show, just give us a call. I bet we can answer it during the show. We've done that a couple of times, too. It's only a half hour, but there's a whole lot of information there. Weekly, WealthEd.com, Social Security Show featuring me, Johnny Dean, and Professor Plum. Brought to you by Lucia Capital Group at WealthEd.com. All right, our phone lines are open now. 877-PLANNER. We have all the lines open. 877-752-6637. We're going to take your phone calls here in just a couple of moments. And just before we really get into some of this stuff, Professor Rick Plum, we're going to be talking in just a little bit about the 4%. You wouldn't call it really a rule, although a lot of people refer to it as a rule. What do we mean by this?
Well, it's just a matter of how much can you potentially withdraw from a portfolio. And if everything goes right, you won't run out of money. And if everything goes right. Okay, what happens if everything doesn't go right? Well, the idea is that even if everything doesn't go right, you should be able to, according to the statistics that they've played with, be able to take, and it wasn't even 4%, it was 4.5% when they did this back in the 90s.
4.5% when they originally ran the numbers.
Right, in the 90s, when Mr. Benjamin redid the rule from the 80s, which was more like a 6% distribution. And he was wondering, with the declining interest rates and things of the 90s compared to the 80s, and the change in economics, would a 6% distribution still hold up?
And by hold up, we mean
if you
last
started with
for
a million,
30 years.
Plus inflation, taking the 6 or whatever percent you decide to take plus inflation. And they were dealing with a flat 50-50 portfolio or a 60-40 stock bond mix.
Right.
Just one portfolio based on the S&P, and I think it was intermediate bonds, but would it be able to sustain a distribution over an individual's expected or even longer than expected life expectancy at that time? They did a 30-year time horizon. They're saying if you're retiring at 60, we want this portfolio to last, even though we're taking money out of it, until for 30 years, 65 to 95, 60 to 90. And they just said, what are the probabilities that a portfolio would last given different starting times throughout history?
And of course, interest rates, as you said, they have to make some assumptions about where interest rates were going to be.
Well, the original rule just looked historically. They didn't do any projecting forward. They just said, over historical terms, could this have happened? Could we have taken a distribution of, and they used multiple different rates of return to see where the fail rate would be. And so they said, starting in 1931, 1929, all the way through, and saying, at what rate, how often did it fail at these potential distribution rates? And when they first did it, they only did it on historical terms. They didn't do any projecting forward. It wasn't until recently that they've been changing the 4% rule, guideline, whatever you want to call it, to look into the future and saying, what happened in the past isn't happening now, specifically interest rates.
Yeah, and that's the big thing. And I guess the reason, Professor Plum, we're going to take a call in a second, the reason that they started looking forward was because they said, hey, look at interest rates, where they've been. We never figured on this happening.
Right, and they're saying, well, sure, it worked in the historical terms when interest rates were higher, but the today's interest rate have an impact on the ability to take a distribution from a portfolio. And that's what they've been arguing and debating and running against. And which is right? What is an appropriate amount of money that you may be able to distribute from a portfolio?
Well,
based on a 50-50 mix, you may have one answer. Based on other ideas, you may have different answers.
Exactly. And some of those different answers are going to be coming up here when we have a couple of moments. But we do want to take your phone calls because that's what we do on this program. Once again, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. Get on board. Talk to the Brain Trust with whatever money issue you have. Let's move along next to Ross, Pahrump, Nevada. Hello, Ross.
Hi there. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Okay, so far. However,
A couple of years ago,
my wife passed away, and I inherited her IRA. I took this money from one bank, and I drove to another bank and put it into my IRA.
Okay.
Now, IRS is sending me a demand letter for a large sum of money plus penalties and interest for undeclared income. Any advice or guidance?
Okay, and what they're saying is the undeclared income is the amount of money you withdraw from her, withdrawn from her IRA and put into your IRA. Is that true?
Yes. Yes, except they don't say it's put into my IRA. They just say it's undeclared income.
Right. So what's happening is now you must have taken a distribution and took a check in hand, right?
Correct.
And then you walked across town or whatever and wrote them a check to the new custodian for the exact same amount. Am I still on the right track?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. On what year was this?
2014.
Okay. On your 2014 tax return, did you show a distribution of X amount of dollars, whatever it was, on your tax return and a taxable amount of zero? Did you account for it on your return?
No, I did not.
That's what they're upset about.
Okay, what happened was the bank sent the W-2 form to a bad address.
Right, the 1099.
And I didn't get it for a few months.
Okay.
When I finally got it, I went back to my tax man and was going to do it. 1040X or whatever it is, an amended return.
Right.
And he said no need because it comes out the exact same amount.
Right, but all you have to do now is show the IRS that the money was properly rolled over within the 60-day time horizon that's allowed. So you're going to need to show the date that it left, go back to the first bank and get the statement for that month, and show the statement for the same month or the next month with the new IRA. Write them a little letter, have your accountant help you or whatever, and say, this was a proper rollover within 60 days moving from my late wife's IRA, I am the named beneficiary, over to my own IRA. They're just upset because they got a 1099 that shows a bunch of taxable income with no accounting on your return, and so they're saying, hey, we just found a jackpot. This guy owes us a bunch of money, when in reality, you don't owe him any money.
Oh, good.
So
it's just a matter of me. I screwed up.
Letter, they're asking for an explanation. It was probably a letter saying, we are going to change your tax liability for 2014 unless you can explain why we should not change it. So on your letter back to them, say, I am explaining it to you. Here is the distribution on such and such a date. Here is the contribution or subsequent reinvestment into another IRA on such and such a date, well within the 60 days. I was the named beneficiary of IRA X. I am the owner of IRA Y. It happened. Sorry it didn't show up on the tax return. Go away. That's what you're telling the IRS.
Yeah. But I'll do that.
Say it nicely.
Thank you so much for your advice. I feel better now.
Yes.
Just say it nicely, though.
Say it nicely, yeah, because they'll work. You did get it. You did walk across the street to the other bank within the 60 days of taking it out, right?
That's a big street.
Yes.
You didn't wait more than...
I feel a little better.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Good. Yeah, you
Thank
should
you
be
so
okay,
much, gentlemen.
But get that done, okay?
Yeah, the problem was...
I will do.
The problem was...
Thank you, Ross. Appreciate the call.
The IRS's records don't match up with Ross's tax return. Yes, it was a tax-free rollover. It didn't cost him anything in taxes. And the ultimate bottom line was a zero, difference in taxation. But they've got a 1099 that says, 20, 30, 50, 100, however much it was that was taken out of the first IRA, and there's no corresponding accounting for it on the tax return. So they're saying, hey, we have a discrepancy. Please explain this discrepancy to us. And we're open to appropriate, documentation. It's not that they're coming after you hard, Ross, and thankfully you have an excuse for this. But it is, even when you know you're right, and he didn't know that he was right at the time, That getting that letter from the IRS just stinks.
Well, it is, because it looks like, what they're going to do is say, here's what you owe us, now tell us why you don't.
Right.
Now, he had to have walked across the street or whatever and done all this within 60 days. It sounds like he did.
Right.
And so that's not a problem. Now, did they write the check to him?
This is a rollover, yes.
Yeah. So would they have taken, would there have been any 20%
no,
withholding
there's no
or anything?
No, mandatory withholding from an IRA.
Okay, so when you're rolling it,
if there's $100,000, there's $1 million in there, you can ask for a check for the entire million.
Yeah.
And it's up to you to do your proper payment of tax if you don't roll it over.
What they're doing is
the 401ks, qualified retirement plans have the mandatory 20%.
Yes. Okay.
IRAs don't fall into that.
Okay, I just wanted to clear that up. What they're doing is they're in essence distributing the IRA money to you.
They made a distribution.
The first bank
made a distribution of the entire IRA to Ross.
Right, and Ross went away, and they said, that's all we know is we made a distribution. So they said, here's a 1099. We're going to send it because this is a distribution.
And
you cancel that.
Ross didn't get the 1099 because it went to a different address.
Exactly. So that's part of the problem. But
a lot of people look at it and say, well, it's tax-free. Why do I have to do anything with it?
Because the IRS is missing one key,
because
and they don't know
about it.
Because
there's a discrepancy at the IRS's records.
Yes, that's the way it works. That's what you said. We've said this before. Even though you know you're right, even though you say, I know this is a tax-free rollover, if there is a 1099 issued, and he would have taken care of this if he'd gotten the 1099, you just have to tell the IRS, yes, leave me alone.
And the 1040X wouldn't have shown anything because It just shows differences, and there's no difference.
1040X amended return. Okay, we got to take a break here. We got still some room on the phones. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, The Brain Trust from Lucia Capital Group. Coming back, Bucket Strategy Investing.
Lucia Capital Group asked what you feel are your greatest financial fears.
I'm worried about outliving our money.
Another market crash.
Taxes in our retirement.
While we may share concerns about saving, investing, and retiring, we each have a unique financial fingerprint and our own individual concerns.
We always worry about the national economy.
Inflation, healthcare costs.
Because every investor has their own challenges, Lucia Capital Group customizes a strategy for each client that addresses their specific goals and needs. At Lucia Capital Group, we understand fears of outliving your money, market volatility, and inflation. Learn how a bucket strategy can be designed to help address your concerns. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education. Learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice. Get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning. Choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC. And a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Stay healthy from head to wallet with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. You can earn Plenty points on hundreds of specially marked products each week on your favorite brands. Every 100 Plenty points equals a dollar off your next purchase. Sign up today in store or online at RiteAid.com. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through October 1st, earn 1,000 Plenty points when you spend $30 on select P&G products. See RiteAid.com and circular for details.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee your company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyzed my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Market strategy investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, talking to you about your money strategies. We sort of mentioned a little bit last segment about some of the 4% rule / guideline. Since we got a couple emails to get to, and there's a lot of stuff to talk about on this 4%, the whole idea of taking 4% out of your portfolio, I'm going to push this to next segment, next hour. So if you happen to pick up the show next hour, that's where we're going to talk a little bit more about that, because it really involves a whole lot of strategy. And what it comes down to is the strategy is probably the withdrawal strategy, the distribution strategy is probably what's creating problems with this so-called 4% or 2% or whatever percentage you want to take it out, not necessarily the number itself. So we're going to get into that. We will do some more of that next hour. Professor Plum. But let's get to a couple more emails here. And again, 877-PLANNER, our number. If you want to get on board, we do have some room on the phones, 877-752-6637. Donna in Fort Worth, Texas. I don't know. I haven't seen this question before. If U.S. banks begin the negative interest rates charged to customers, as Germany just did for deposits over 100,000 euros, why wouldn't customers just put their deposits in multiple banks in amounts under the threshold to avoid the charge?
I don't see why they wouldn't. I don't see why they wouldn't pull their money out of banks and just hoard cash. You know, it's interesting, though. I just saw a stat on a couple of the countries in Europe that have a negative interest rate, and the whole idea is to stimulate borrowing and some other things. And their savings rate went up. People are saving even more.
What?
Yeah.
How? Why? Not in banks.
But in different banks. Maybe they're keeping it right under their threshold. If that were to happen, you're going to see a lot of different things that we've ever done before move around and change. So instead of keeping, you know, only $250,000 in a bank up to the FDIC limits, they may keep only $100,000 up to the negative interest rate limits. I mean, will it happen?
No,
I don't know.
It's not going to happen.
I don't think it's going to happen.
It is not
going to
happen.
But then I've been wrong about the future before, so I could be wrong this time. It's just an interesting exercise. We don't know what's going to happen if that were to happen, and I don't know how probable that happening is.
I would say it's pretty darn close to zero. I mean, one of the reasons the Fed exists is to avoid things like negative interest rates, and I just don't think that that's going to happen.
Now, we have had a couple of years ago, we had an I-bond auction. I-bonds are TIPS, excuse me,
yeah.
Treasury Inflation Protected Securities. They go off at auction, and they came off with basically a negative interest rate. The amount of interest they were paying based on the price people were paying would have created less money coming back. You know, it cost people too much money. They had to have some inflation. Now, those people may not have gotten the inflation they were hoping for, and they may actually end up not getting back everything they put into
yeah.
it.
Now, but that, of course, is based on the structure, the way the payments are set up within those Treasury inflation-protected securities.
Right. Let's say it had we probably had like a 0.25% interest rate. People were paying like 104, 105 on
right.
a five-year bond.
Yeah.
Where the interest, so they paid $105,000 on a $100,000 bond, and they were going to get maybe $1,000 back in interest, unless we had substantial inflation.
Which, if we didn't, was that was
which
exactly
meant they got back
happen.
Less than they paid for it.
Right, exactly. But that's, you know, those are really bonds.
It is a bond, and it's a strange way to look at it. And people get caught up in the moment and outbid things. It's like an auction, any other
auction.
Well,
exactly, and you can lose money on bonds just about any time. So, I mean, it's not all that unusual. Okay, let's see. I want to get to a shorter one here. Gage in Sarasota, Florida. We were just talking about rollovers. He says, I have a variable annuity that I purchased 11 years ago along with a traditional IRA. I'm 49 years old, and I'd like to roll one over into the other. Is it better to roll the traditional into the variable annuity or vice versa?
Well, unfortunately, neither. If you have a variable annuity that you own personally and you have an IRA, you cannot roll the variable annuity and just change the title from your name to the IRA's name. Can't do that. The only way to get the money from this account into your IRA is to cash it in and then make contributions, if you're allowed to the IRA. You can't just change a security name to an IRA. It doesn't work that way. There's only two ways, basically, to get money into an IRA: annual contributions or rollovers from qualified retirement plans, 401ks, pension, you know, pension plans, things like that. A variable annuity, a non-qualified personally owned variable annuity, is not a qualified plan. It can't be rolled over. And so the only way to get the money out is to cash it in. Cash it in. Whatever earnings are in the variable annuity will be taxable and penalized because you're not 59 and a half. So that could be a fairly expensive thing to do. On the other side, you're 49 years old. I can't think of a single reason why I would put a variable annuity inside of an IRA. So I don't want to put the IRA money into a variable annuity either, because at 49... you're a little young for these guaranteed withdrawal benefit riders. That just doesn't seem to make a lot of sense.
Which would be the only reason to own one, by the way.
That's the only reason I would think of owning it. It doesn't, you know, why pay the variable annuity fees for tax deferral if you're putting it inside of an IRA for tax deferral? Unless it's got some kind of a bell and whistle that you just really love and are willing to pay for, because variable annuities have fees. I don't see why putting a variable annuity inside the IRA is going to give you any advantage, because the bells and whistles don't work for you at 49 years of age. The only thing you want out of it is growth. And growth, if I can have the same investments within the IRA without the variable annuity and that are in the variable annuity are very similar, why would I pay the variable annuity fee? I got a long-term time horizon. I'm not doing it either way.
Right. You could roll annuity money into other annuities. You can do 1035 exchanges and things like that. But you can't do that into a traditional IRA. IRAs to IRAs and that kind of thing.
IRA is fine. A non-qualified variable annuity to an IRA doesn't work. That is not a rollable opportunity.
Yeah, and I need you to clarify something, too, because we've talked about this before, where you said paying for tax deferral inside of a tax deferral. Now, that does not mean that doing so is always a bad idea.
No, and if you were 59, my choices, my advice may be a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
Because 59, and if you wanted guaranteed income, now you're in the window for purchasing one of those types of annuities, a variable annuity or index annuity, with the rider that gives you a guaranteed retirement income. But at 49, you're too young for that. You're paying fees for too long for a benefit that isn't going to be worth its money. At 59, the benefit may be worth the money you're paying for. And when I'm talking about the paying for it, there are fees. And that's one of the biggest problems with variable annuities, are the fees that you have to pay. Mortality and expense charges, rider fees, that the thing, they can add up very quickly. And if you're not going to get any benefit from it, it doesn't make sense to pay the fees for it. And so if you're, like I said, if you're 59, 60, 65, even 67, 68, and you want that guaranteed income, and as long as you understand how it works, then the fee may be okay, because you're looking at, I'm getting a certain value for what I'm paying. On the other side, 49 years old, I don't see how you're going to get the value out of that fee, because it's going to add up a lot, and it's going to hold back everything. And so I wouldn't do it.
So in your mind, there's only one reason that people should own variable annuities at this point. And he doesn't qualify for those reasons. All right.
Right.
We've got to take a break. We're going to come back with more in another hour. If you need the brain trust off the air, Professor Plum specifically, or any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors, help you out with your retirement plan. 800-644-1150. The off-air number, 800-644-1150. Another hour just ahead of Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.